guys doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing fine. So where are you from?
From Visalia and from Florida.
Very good, very good. So tell me who's in the back seat here. Who's got the ride of the life? So where are you guys, what are your names and where are you from?
I'm Emily and I'm from California, Ventura.
And you?
I'm Julian and I'm from California.
Don't worry, millions of people are watching this right now. Hundreds of millions of people are watching this right now. Don't be nervous.
I'm Matthew and I'm from California.
Well, welcome to all of you guys. Are you enjoying the car show so far?
Yes. Very much.
Have you been to Morro Bay before?
Yep.
Yes.
Excellent, excellent. So what is the best place in Morro Bay that you've been?
The best place? As far as, are you asking for food or are you asking for in general?
Restaurants. Let's say restaurants.
You're looking at it next door.
Warren's behind me. That's an excellent restaurant. You know, I love their flank show on Fridays. It's red.
Okay.
Anyway, you guys, so tell me what you're driving here.
This is a 1944 Deluxe.
Yeah. And have you done the work yourself or collected the stuff?
No, it belonged to my uncle, and he did everything. He had everything done for it.
Excellent. Well, it's a beautiful car.
Thank you.
And welcome to the car show. Thank you so much for coming.
Appreciate it.
All right, guys. Enjoy.
Blue Volkswagen that I'm talking to you about is just around the corner.
Who's that one, Ken? Hey, this is Ken Vesterfeld. I got Ken Vesterfeld right here.
Hey, how you doing, folks?
Tell me, Ken. So how many cars we got in the show this year?
Well, actually, right now, tonight, I think we got about 5:30, and we probably got about another 20 coming tomorrow morning.
Hey,
wonderful.
This is a great show. You guys do a great job with this.
Well, there's a lot of people. There's probably over 100 volunteers that joined in to help this out.
Thank you so much.
Including yourself. Thank you ever so much.
Fresno, 1966 Chevrolet pickup.
Oh my God, it's gorgeous.
Runs on propane.
And is this a lot of shaker can? Is this like, you know, Krylon propane on this thing?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you guys enjoy your cruise.
Okay,
talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Absolutely. No worries. I'm not a draw.
It's the one here.
Oh yeah, that's
doing real well.
So tell me what you're driving here. I heard there's something special under the hood of this thing.
Yeah, we got a 57 VW Beetle, and we got a nice big Chevrolet hot rod motor in the front.
So where do you put a big hot rod motor in this little bug?
Well, we'll show it to you. You want to see
it? Are you sitting on cylinder heads right now?
Oh, no, we moved the front seat out so we get the motor in here.
Oh, very good. Where? So it's in the front?
Right in the front.
Hey, do you mind open it up?
Sure, we'll take a look at it.
Come on.
Somebody pull my little knob for me.
Look at the size of that thing. That's incredible. Jeez. So tell me about the engine a little bit.
That's an LT1, third generation LT1 Corvette motor. Got about 425 horsepower, aluminum head, big Edelbrock carburetor on your cam. So pretty good running little motor.
Why, I bet it is.
Weighs 2,600 pounds, got about 400 horse. None.
How many transmissions have you dropped?
Original one.
Original transmission? Hell no. All right, my friend.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
That was fun.
All right, my friend. You too.
my wife, Pat.
Hi, Pat.
We're from Paso Robles.
Paso Robles. So can you tell me what you're driving here tonight?
56 Chevy Nomad. Had it for since 2002. I've had it finished. Got 104,000 miles on it since I finished it. And
this is amazing. This is beautiful.
Drives it every day.
Drive it almost every day.
Oh, really? That's outstanding.
Yep. And got a tuned forward fuel injected motor in it. Got cruise control and everything.
Got cruise control?
Oh, cruise control.
Air conditioning?
Air conditioning, power steering.
This is too luxurious.
Power windows.
You know. Power windows?
Oh, yeah.
They didn't have power windows in this age.
Yeah, I know. They didn't have bucket seats in them either. But when you got a wife that likes to take a nap when you're driving, you got to have bucket seats so
absolutely.
She can tilt back.
Absolutely. Hey, well, thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
No problem.
Enjoy your cruise.
Oh, we will. Thank you.
And I'm from Clovis, California.
This is a beautiful ride. This is a Bel Air.
Yes, it is.
So tell me a little bit about your car.
Well, it's completely overhauled. Uh-oh, I'm going to get my butt chewed
up. Oh, yeah, he's in trouble.
Yeah.
His
fault.
It's my fault.
It's no problem.
All right, cool.
I wonder why you were holding up traffic back there.
All right, cool.
Okay.
We'll catch you next time around.
All right.
I'm from Morro Bay.
Okay.
This is the owner of the vehicle.
Oh, the owner of the vehicle.
You want to talk to him.
Okay, so tell me about your wonderful Woody here.
1936 Woody. I've done a lot of work on it. Great show. I'm from Clovis.
Okay. Well, we won't hold that much against you. But,
there you go.
You know, it'd be better if you were Morro Bay.
Well, that's why I got a Morro Bay guy driving.
It's important. You know, you got to put it for the credibility problem.
There you go.
All right. Well, this is really super great. How long have you owned the car?
This one, two years.
Hey!
2 years.
2 years. Well, this is awesome. Where did it come from before that?
Came from Cincinnati.
Cincinnati. Okay. Well, that's great.
Came in parts.
Guys. Okay. You guys have
a good cruise. Thanks a lot. Thank you. Okay. No problem.
Good
take
luck,
care.
Guys.
All right.
Windshields for you.
What are you doing, David?
You cruise by me on South Bay, and I'm going, wait a minute, that car's supposed to be empty because Liz is out of town. But it's you. I was like going, oh, good, Rick's got an empty car. We can get a ride.
So how are you?
I'm doing fantastic.
Good, good. Cruise it, baby.
All right.
Have a good one. We'll see you next time around.
Great, how you doing?
So tell me who you are and where you're from.
I'm Tim Mobire, my wife Kathy Mobire. We're from Lodi, California.
Well, welcome. Is this your first cruise?
No. Second.
That's... Second cruise. I didn't recognize the car. I do this every year, and I haven't seen this Bel Air.
Oh,
this is awesome. This is beautiful.
Thank you.
So tell me a little bit about your car.
I've had it about 10 years, and just been keep working on it and just about got it done the way I want it.
Man, this is nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice. So this is mostly cryo and shaker cam type of stuff?
No. Yeah.
Earl Shive? No.
A little bit better than that.
So you've had the car for how long?
About 10 years.
And so what was the condition of the car when you first got it?
It was pretty good shape. It wasn't super bad, yeah.
All right. Well, excellent. Well, it's a beautiful ride.
Thank you.
I hope you enjoy yourselves in
this
thing. Thank you. Have a wonderful stay here tomorrow night.
Thank you. Have a good night.
All right, you too. Come on in.
We get back.
I get in trouble if I block traffic.
We get back her up.
All right. Hold up right there. Come on. So, tell me who you are and where you are from.
John Carey from Fresno, California.
And how about your passengers? Are they here, locals, or...
Well, he used to be from Fresno. Yeah, but he hit the jackpot.
Ah.
And he's moved to Pismo, overlooking the ocean. His name's Bruce Williams.
Hey, this is the jackpot.
The next body man, painter from Fresno.
So tell me what
that's his wife, Gail. She ran the nursing department for Fresno Unified.
Very good.
Now you're sorry, aren't you?
Yeah, I know. Sorry I asked that question. So tell me, what are you driving here tonight?
1959 Chevrolet Impala.
How long have you owned the car?
Probably 12 years.
12 years? It's beautiful.
Thank you.
How much work have you had to put into it?
I've worked my fingers to the bone on this thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Bony fingers.
I had one of these new in 1959.
Man.
My wife and I got married, we had it, so.
Well, I don't want to know about the consummation and all that kind of stuff. That's involved.
When he bought it,
well, it's a great-looking car, and you look really good. You have curb appeal.
We're going to get my car.
Yeah. You also have a great face for radio.
Yeah. You don't even know the true story.
You guys have a good evening.
I understand.
All right.
Arthur, this is Maureen Anderton from Paso Robles.
Okay, local people.
Local people.
So
local
tell me car. What you're driving here.
It's a 63 Ranchero. It's got a 94 fuel injection Mustang motor trans, drivetrain, Mustang two front suspension.
How long have you owned the car?
Been on the road about 3 years now. 5 years in restoration.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
I love that color.
Thank you. It's a...
So is this a daily driver for you, or is this
we drive it around. It's not a daily driver.
Okay, great-looking car.
Thank you.
Have you clocked it at any speed? Have you raced it at all? Have you put it out there on the road?
Running about 250 horsepower, stock motor. It scoots fast, but no, haven't clocked it. Just a toy. It handles like a dream.
I bet.
It corners. I'm a driver.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
I appreciate it, guys.
Okay.
Enjoy the cruise. Very good.
Glenn Francis
Parker. We do the registration for the Morro Bay Car Show now for 20 years.
And then our
granddaughters, Olivia and Hazel. This first time we've cruised in over 20 years.
My God.
Oh, you're usually working.
So tell me what you're driving here.
70 El Camino, Super Sport, 396, big block, everything. That's about it.
How long have you owned the car?
About 2-3 years.
Very good. Well, it's awesome. Unfortunately, I got you sticking out of traffic here, and I don't want you to get banged. So have a good drive.
Okay, take
we'll
care.
See you around.
From Las Osas and from Lompoc.
Oh, very good. Who's from Las Osas and from Lompoc?
I'm from Las Osas. She's from Lompoc.
There's.
Yes. Check out the GMC pickup two back. Pull him in.
Is this one coming by right now?
Yeah. Don't.
Hey, guys. How's it going? Anyway, so tell me about your car.
A 65 Plymouth. 65 Plymouth 383.
And how long have you owned the car?
Thank you very much.
All right, you guys have a good ride.
Right.
I'm from Sanger, California.
Excellent. And tell me who is in this ride with you?
Well, my wife, Anita.
Hi, Anita.
Hey, how are you?
My cousin, Craig, who was an Air Force firefighter.
Hi, cousin Craig.
My friend, Huey Wick, and his wife, Ruthie Wick, who are firefighters in Idlewild.
Oh, my gosh. You guys are full of firefighters.
Well, almost.
You're full of something, but you're
Yeah, we're full of a lot. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, tell me about your ride here. Tell me about your
This is a 1947 Mac model 19LS fire truck. Originally from Lansdale, Pennsylvania, and came through several owners, and now it's mine.
How long have you owned it?
I've owned it about 5 years.
This is awesome.
Thank you very much.
It runs really well.
It does. It runs really well.
I'm a little clear at the beginning of starting this.
No. We drove it from Sanger.
Get the heck out of here.
Yeah, we did. We did all the way. Yep.
Well, thank you so much. Is this your first car show here?
No, this is our second time having it here.
All right, well, this is beautiful.
Thank you. Thank
Enjoy
you.
Your stay.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
All right.
Polish it up the next year.
Oh, bring it out. Oh my gosh.
It's a lot of fun.
Tell me what you're driving.
Well, Bob, it's 65 Impala, big block of unknown displacement, gear drive.
It's a great thing, and thank you so much. Pete's Auto Service is a great service, and we just love it.
Thank you.
We take a lot of our vehicles there ourselves, and we can't tell you how much you guys are affected our lives.
God bless you all.
Thank you so much.
Take care, bud.
All right, guys.
Bye-bye.
Must love you.
They do. I live out of town. For a reason.
For a really good reason.
Yeah.
So, tell me who you are and where you're from.
My name's Glenn.
Glenn?
From Visalia.
Very cool.
My wife, Lane.
Hi, Lee. Pleasure to meet you.
And, you know.
Tell me what you're driving here.
69 Corvette. Got a, yep. We did all the body work. I painted it. She did the interior.
How long have you owned the car?
Probably 5 years.
5 years?
Built the engine. It's a 540, 9.8 deck dart block.
You got to ask how fast.
You know.
Put it on track yet?
About 140, it gets real light in the front end.
Okay.
So, right. Making about 1,200 horse right now.
Man, you could run a small town with that.
Oh, yeah.
You could run this small town with that.
Oh, yeah. 1530 is what it'll make.
Man, this is awesome.
Thanks. It's kind of cool.
I bet. I bet. This must be something. And your neighbors must love you every time you start it up.
Oh, yeah. I got a
couple. Hear you down the valley.
Oh, yeah. They hear me everywhere. Oh, yeah.
Well, thank you so much for your time and enjoy the car show. Have you been to this car show before?
First time.
Well, welcome. This is the greatest thing.
First time. This is really cool.
This is really cool.
Yeah.
There's a lot of very nice rides here, and it's very low-key and casual.
Yep. Right. We'll do it again, I'm sure.
Excellent. We'll see you next time.
All right.
C6 transmission, a new Mustang 2 front end, and new tires on the back.
Yeah, this is nice. Have you had it out on the track? Have you got it put it out? This is incredible cool.
I do my racing on the freeway.
You have quite the curb appeal.
Thank you.
Hey, so how long have you owned the car?
Since 2013, 6 years.
6 years. Well, this is sweet, man. This is really sweet. I love the flame job on the front. This is
thanks.
This is really special. Anyway, have a good day. Have a good trip.
You too. Thanks.
Don, the Birdman!
Hi, Bob.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Fine.
So, tell me who you are and where you're from.
Bob, Don and Pamela Harris from Morro Bay.
Oh, my God. A local.
And this is our...
This kind of car, where's the rust? There's no rust on it.
It's in the driveway still.
Oh, my God. So, tell me what you're driving here today.
It's a 1951 Chevy, five-window pickup with a 5.7 Vortec and a 700 R4 tranny.
It only took six years.
It only took 6 years.
Yep.
So this is your replacement for your electric car, then, I think.
What electric car? This is my replacement for my skateboard.
This is not bad, and I love the color.
It's been a project.
This is a very
been a
cool
fun
car.
Project.
So what do you got left to do?
Drive it. Oh, it's a driver.
Around.
Yeah.
Good to see you.
Anyway,
Don,
I gotta get back in line, Bob.
Glad
you like it.
All right.
Good to see you,
hey,
man.
Good to see you. Hey. is this your puppy or is this a new puppy?
What happened to the other dog?
It's a new puppy. The other
it's
dog.
A new puppy. The other dog, the other old guy passed away in January.
Oh, I'm
this
so
is
sorry.
This is his successor.
Very
this,
good.
This is Redford.
Redford, okay.
Beautiful, Redford. You'll be wearing the glasses in no time.
Yeah. Yep.
Got to grow into them.
Yep.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, we're out of Los Osos, so we're here every year.
Well, tell me a little bit about your ride.
This is a 29 Ford Roadster.
Okay. And how long have you had the Roadster?
30, 35 years.
So it's fairly new.
Yeah, pretty much.
So you kind of know who your way around this car.
A little bit.
All right. Well, this is totally awesome. And sorry to hear about your loss, but so happy to see what you got.
Yeah. He was an old guy and just, you know.
Hey, it happens. Some
that's
best
it. That's it. We'll see you there.
I mean, not like you're old or anything. So.
No, we don't age.
I'm approaching dirt.
You guys have someone.
We'll see ya. Thanks for asking about the dog.
All right.
The old guy.
It was a good dog.
Yeah, he was. That was, the old guy was Rufus.
Yeah, that's right. So tell me who you are and where you are from.
I'm Todd Conrad. This is my wife, Deborah.
Hi, Deborah.
Hello.
And we're from Sierra Madre, right next to Pasadena.
Beautiful.
And I've been waiting for years to bring this. Although the last several years, I brought my race car. I don't know if you remember the number 41 stock car.
Yeah, that's right.
Sold that.
I imagine this gets on the highway a lot better than that.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it does, because I got to drive much faster than the other one so the cops don't catch me. But, no, and we've been coming here to the car show for at least 15 years or better and love it. And
so tell me about your car right now.
It's a 1987 Monte Carlo SS Aero Coupe. Now, if you notice the back window, it's a fastback back window they made specifically for NASCAR in the late 80s, trying to beat Ford, because Ford was more aerodynamic at the time. So this is how they beat Bill Elliott. Dale Earnhardt had a car like this, along with Darrell Waltrip and Harry Gantt and the big boys of that time.
Wow. How long have you owned the car?
I've had it about 10 years. I had one before that I sold to buy the house we're in. Needed a down payment. So I lamented it so much, I found a picture of it online, and I sent it to my wife, and she goes, okay, just go get it. Figure out how to pay for it.
It was in Missouri, okay?
A friend of mine and I flew to Missouri and drove it home.
I have his toys, right?
But I love this for the heritage of it. Obviously, I'm a NASCAR member, and so this is in my blood, and I love it.
Well, it's a beautiful vehicle, man.
Thank you.
Ride. Welcome to Ball Game.
This, hope maybe someday this will be our home.
Oh, well, bring your wallet.
Well, but our homeboy from home is the greatest street in.
Oh, this is lovely.
Thank you.
All right. Hey! Well, you create a lot of noise.
Yes, sir.
I'm dangerous to the other ones. Your neighbors must love you.
Now, cruising Morro Bay, this is the third car I've brought here now.
Well, this is awesome. Tell me who you are and where you are from.
Tom and Janice Coppoletti from Paso Robles, California.
Very good. Tell me what you're driving here today.
It's a 55-60 style gasser. 327, 4-speed. 370 gears. We just got it done last year.
Well, this is beautiful vehicle, man. This
with a little sparkle on the top.
Yeah?
Within the sun, it would sparkle a little bit.
I bet. We're in the shade right now, though.
Got a little blue pearl in the black on the dash.
Oh, awesome.
Just a two-seater. We made it kind of like a business coupe.
Now, how long have you owned the Gambler?
Well, I've had this car for about 10 years, but I just started working on it last year.
Well, it's not bad.
I got tired of people coming wanting to buy it and then doing to buy it. So I did everything myself except for the lettering. I had a good friend of mine.
The guy's got to have a hobby, right? Keeps him out of trouble.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, you remember when I come with my bucket? It's pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
That motor's going to go in here. That blower motor's going to go in here. That will be good.
All right. Well, you guys have a nice ride.
You too. Cruising Morro Bay, baby.
Cruising Morro Bay. ice?
We have Pepsi, no Coke.
No Pepsi, no Coke. So tell me who you are and where you're from with this ride.
We're with Ed Dina's Auto Center in Dinuba, California.
Very good.
This is 1978. Oh, sorry, 77 GMC motorhome, and it was a Coca-Cola giveaway.
Very cool, man.
Back in 1978.
Oh, you got people in the back here, too?
Oh, yeah.
All right, Steve, close up. All right, well, you guys have a fun ride.
All right, we're doing it.
All right, good
have a
ride.
Good time.
Sandra Lackey, and we're from Ripon, California.
Very nice. Tell me what you're driving here.
This is a 1964 GMC short bed half ton that my father mainly built. He spent several years building it. It's been done for about 7 years. It's got a 396 big block under the hood, 700 R4 transmission.
Wow.
Runs good.
The color.
It's a GMC. It's a General Motors color. It can be found on HHRs mainly.
Wow.
And we drive it everywhere we go. And it's got about 16,000 miles on it in the last 7 years.
Well, you got some tires on here. I bet those are some costly tires.
No, not too bad. You know, BF Goodrich, you can get them anywhere.
It's the gas prices that kill us.
10 miles per gallon.
I bet this is like in the 25 miles, like the 25 miles an hour.
This was worth coming to.
All right, you guys have a good cruise. We'll see you soon.
Thanks. You too.
I'm out of Bakersfield, California. This is a 1959 Cushman three-wheel truckster, but it's got a 1952 Crosley four-cylinder motor.
Well, this is awesome. Although, I want to point out that there's smoke in the back. I don't know.
My auxiliary tank is under here, and it gets a little bit warm.
No worries.
Don't worry.
I don't want you to, like, suddenly burn from the plane.
No.
So tell me a little bit more about the bike.
This is 1959. They made this particular model only 1 year, Cushman did. And I wanted to use it. I had restored it back to the original at the very beginning, and then I tore it all apart to build this one for me. And this is what I...
Oh, how long have you owned
it? About 5 years now.
Okay.
It's taken me that long to get it running.
you look like you've cleaned it up quite a bit.
Right. It's been a lot of fun for me.
Well, I see you're a veteran. Thank you for your service.
You're welcome.
And enjoy everything you've done. You have a good day. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
All
again. Aloha.
You're still driving this piece of crap?
That's right.
Oh my gosh. So tell me who you are and where you're from.
Vic Young, originally from Camarillo, California, but now we escaped to Prescott, Arizona.
Oh, very good. Prescott is beautiful.
Beautiful.
Yep. Well, this is quite the ride. Tell me about your ride here.
Well, it's 40 wheelies, supercharged, blown and ejected, small block Chevy,
good.
2-port Hillborn, old drag race car.
It's beautiful, man. It's beautiful. How long have you owned this thing?
About 30 years.
I've seen you here almost every car.
Yeah. I've been here over 20 years, I think, now.
Oh, my God. As long as I've been here.
Yeah.
Well, almost
as old as you, huh?
Almost as old as I am. By a year or two.
Yeah,
Not by much, but by a year or two.
There you go.
All right. Well, young man, you have a good one, and
okay.
We'll talk to you soon.
Hope I get fired up again.
Yeah, fire it up. Well, let's see what you got to do to put this on.
With the injectors, kind of a pain. So, we'll see.
1927 Ford Model T truck.
Man.
Yeah, so...
And the blinkers still work and the windshield wipers?
Well, work? I had to put blinkers and brake lights on it. It didn't come originally that way.
I didn't think it would.
But I had to here.
Yeah, you know? Why would you do that then?
Well, you know, there's too much traffic, you know? When you use the arm signals, you kind of get other signals. So, this helps.
Well, this is a beautiful ride. Is this your first car show? First time here.
Actually, Todd from Gray's...
See, Todd?
There's Todd there. He's the proprietor from Gray's Inn. He told us about this, so we said I rushed it and got it together and brought it up here.
Well, this is a beautiful ride, and thank you, Todd. Thank you, man.
Okay.
Well, thank you for coming. What do you think of Morro Bay?
Love Morro Bay. We came up all the time for the Harbor Festival. This is going to be a regular if we can make it.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time, and what a beautiful ride.
Thank you so much.
All right, guys. Hey, guys.
Hey.
How are you? I can see your faces here.
We're doing so fantastic.
So tell me who you are and where you're from.
Well, my name's David. And this is Bianca, and we're married, and we love each other. That's Chuglina. That's Bella.
Beautiful. And I'm a dog person big time myself, so...
And they love cruising with us. They love it. They love it.
So tell me what you're driving here now.
36 Ford.
Okay.
It started out as a 5-window coupe. And it's 37 fenders. Of course, it's not a coupe anymore.
Yeah, it's not a coupe anymore.
So it's what we all want to do. Chop them, cut them, drive them. I got a Corvette motor on the hood. I got an LS frame. I got a.
I'm not on camera usually, so I want to say hi to everybody back in Europe. Well, thank you so much. It's a beautiful color. This is just gorgeous.
There she is.
All right, little girl. Yeah.
I gotta tell you that Morro Bay is the best place to cruise.
Oh, that's excellent. Thank you so much for saying that.
Best cruise in the world.
All right. Well, you guys have a good ride.
Thank you.
And we'll see you later. See ya, puppy.
Johnson from right here in Morro Bay, California.
Oh my gosh, locals, you had to drive here?
We had to drive here. We left yesterday, and we got here just in time.
Just in time. So did you have to push it, or just tow it?
No, we actually made it over here.
Oh my God.
We stopped halfway. We slept at the park there in Morro Bay,
very
and then
good.
We made it in this
has
afternoon.
Yeah,
worked out good.
So tell me about what you're driving here tonight.
It's a 1950 Chevrolet pickup. It was my grandfather's. Been in our family since 1949.
Wow, that's great.
So a lot of history here, a lot of sentimental value.
Oh, I imagine. So, you know, you see a lot of people with cars that they just picked up for 5 years or 6 years. But, man, it must be amazing to know that.
We have the receipt of when he bought it for $1,200.
Bill of sale. Grandpa paid $1,200 in 1949.
Yeah, but all this history in that.
We've had people that have asked us, you know, what would you sell it for? Well, it's got sentimental value.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Not,
and
not,
he immigrated here as a young person, like in his early 20s. 20.
From Sweden.
From Sweden. And so for him to make it, to be able to buy a new truck at some point in life was pretty cool.
There's probably a lot of really good stories.
I'd like to tell you one, but my wife's here. Drove it to high school, as a matter of fact.
Okay. Staying in high school tonight.
So do I get a shot?
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you, man.
All right, buddy. Talk
Take
to
care.
Soon.
Thank you. Thank you. See you later.
Good luck. Take two. So we know where you're from.
Yeah,
Morro
Bay.
We know where you're from. We know that you're driving a
41 Packard. Yes.
Okay. So how long?
End of the story.
3 weeks.
3 weeks.
Yes.
3 weeks. This is barely broken in.
Yes.
Well, tell me who your fashionable guests are in the back of the seat, because boy, let me tell you.
They're styling, aren't they?
Yeah, you guys got some great face for radio.
Yep.
Oh, sorry, you got a great face.
Perfect face for radio.
Exactly. So are you guys local here too?
Oh yeah, Morro Bay.
Excellent, man. Excellent. So what's your favorite restaurant?
The Galley.
La Parisienne, the French rest, the All French right. bakery.
Oh, yeah. The La Parisienne.
She owns
All right.
it.
All right, guys. Well, enjoy you. This. This is going to be on Charter Channel 20.
Okay, cool.
Get
cool.
here more
okay. Thank you.
Guys.
You guys have a nice
thank
night.
You.
All right, thank
have
you
a good evening.
Again.
Bye. Get the dog.
I gotta get the kids. How are you guys doing up there?
Good.
So tell me who you are and where you're from.
Ugly mom are here.
Oh my gosh, this. Shrimp goes up.
I'm Hunter and I live in Morro Bay.
You live in Morro Bay?
Yep.
And you do?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I live in Kansas.
Christ Classical.
Oh my god, it's a puppy.
I go to Christ Classical.
Well, cool, man. Let me talk to your dad about the. Hey guys, how are you?
Good, how are you?
So tell me what you're driving here. Nice Scout, man.
68 Scout.
This is great. How long have you had this?
16 years.
Wow, yeah. That's incredible.
Not a show car. We just play with
this,
it.
Yeah. This is my kind of car. This is my kind of practical car. This has probably been on some lots of camping trips. The camping trip?
Me, you!
Probably some really good ones. Well, you guys have a good ride,
okay.
And thank you so much for bringing it. It's so quality, baby. It's so quality. Marble drive should always look like this. All right, guys, here we go. Town, or
no.
Are you just going through them all?
We're just going through them all.
All right. Well, tell me who you are and where you are driving. We know it's a pink Caddy.
Hey, it's a pink Cadillac. There's just nothing else to say.
Nothing like that. So tell me who your guests are.
I'm Claire.
Claire, pleasure to meet you. And you, man?
Leona.
Leona, pleasure to meet you. How do you feel in the back of the pink Caddy?
Oh, very excited.
You're the queen. You're the queen. There's nothing to say more about
it. We're driving Miss Daisy.
It is. I mean, you know, do you have the wave down?
The
yeah, you got the wave down. That's important.
No, we have
it. Very important.
Well, I mean, how many years have you been doing this?
It's the first one. I've only missed a couple. No. I say since the first one. I've only missed a couple in all these years.
Yeah, this is awesome.
It's a lot of
so
fun.
So you go and do other car shows, or is this your soul?
Oh, yeah, I do the car shows up down the coast.
Excellent.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
All right, well, it's good to be a local right here.
Yeah. Yep. It's good to see you again.
Yeah.
Thanks
anyway,
for
you guys
being
have
here.
A good ride.
Thank you. You too.
Yeah.
Bye bye.
Come on. I want sugar for all of you.
Did you have fun?
I'm gonna get some real
snacks. Those will
be hi guys. How are
no.
you?
Good. How are you doing?
So far.
Super fun.
Yay!
I'm from Redlands, California.
Redlands?
Yeah, that's down south, man.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So did you drive a hot rod up here?
No, I didn't drive. I just came up with a wife. I've been coming up here for years. I've been coming to this show since it was in San Luis Obispo.
Really? Very cool. Very cool.
Love it. Come every year.
Scottsdale, Arizona.
Oh, Scottsdale, Arizona. Well,
yes.
Thank you for coming all your way.
And he and I are all classmates from
high school.
Get out of here.
Pomona High School.
One better. We've known each other since the second grade.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. High school 1965.
That's got to be over
100
years.
Probably more than that. Exactly. At least 100.
Jeez. All right. Well, you guys have a great time. Thank you so much for coming. Quite the show here at the show. So, tell me a little bit about this.
It's kind of like when after the Munsters theme, you know, when they did theirs. And as a kid, I just always wanted one, so I built this one.
This is incredible. So tell me who you are and where you're from.
I'm Ron Stafford from Bakersfield.
From Bakersfield. And you know,
my wife, Annie.
Pleasure to meet you, Annie. Well, this is, so it's a sleeper?
Yeah.
So how long have you owned the car?
About 18 years.
This is quite the ride.
Yeah.
I bet this is a real curb appeal here.
Oh, yeah.
Do you use it for weddings or?
Oh, yeah, I've done weddings and graduations and stuff like that.
Man, this would be the ride to graduation like you wouldn't believe. Yeah. Oh, this is great. How much of the work have you done yourself?
All of it.
All of it.
Yeah.
Wow, this is incredible. Isn't this incredible, guys? I noticed you got somebody lingering around the back here.
Yeah,
so can I take a peek at who's in the backside?
Yeah, sure.
All right. Hey.
What's happening?
How are you guys?
All right.
So, how'd you get this ride?
Hitchhiking.
Hitchhiking.
Yeah, you know, you can tell I'm a hitchhiker.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, I'd pick you up. Right.
Yeah, he came over and picked us up.
Well, this is beautiful. This is awesome. Quite a ride. Are you with the
indirectly? We know him.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to get personal.
We're in the big town of Bakersfield, you know.
This is totally cool. Do you trailer this or tow this here? Are you
talking to heat trailer?
Oh, yeah.
But he drives it everywhere.
Can I open the door?
Ask him. It's his. You can look in
there.
Too
late. Look at this ride. Look at this.
Until you drive over, stand at the
embarcadero. Well, that's really cool. Is this your first time here in Morro Bay?
No. I've been here before.
First time car show?
No.
Oh, wow. Do you have a car of your own?
Yes, sir, but not at it. I didn't bring it.
Well, cool, man. Well, welcome to the REM.
That's it. We've been here before.
All right.
It's all right.
Okay.
I got all the information they wanted to give me.
All right.
They told me a lot more about you than I really, really wanted to know. But just want to let you know, they're kind of a bit of Gabby. All right, well, thank you so much, and have a nice ride, and enjoy your stay in Morro Bay.
Okay, thank you.
All right, guys.